Would you all please pray with me? May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable to you, O God, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. So today I have a sermon titled for you, If You Ain't First, You're Last. Now, some of you might remember that little saying from the 2006 movie, Talladega Nights, the Ballad of Ricky Bobby. Anybody? Yeah. Yes! My favorite thing from that movie was when Ricky Bobby, the lead character, was being interviewed, and he's like, I don't know what to do with my hands. And he just brings his hands up. Silly. Silly. But for those who don't know this silly movie, let me tell you a little bit about it. So Will Ferrell plays the lead character, Ricky Bobby, and he's an immature but really successful NASCAR driver. So he was born in rural North Carolina, and the way he was born just kind of leads to why he would be a NASCAR driver. You see, his mom, who was 9 months pregnant, was riding in the car with Ricky Bobby's dad, and he's speeding along the highway trying to get to the hospital, doesn't make it in time, and Ricky Bobby's born in this car that's speeding around the town. So Ricky Bobby then doesn't see his father until he's about 10 years old, and it's at school. His dad just kind of pops up out of the blue, and that's when we first hear this slogan, if you ain't first, you're last. And Ricky Bobby takes it to heart. And he thinks it's his mantra and what he has to achieve in his life. So he sets out to become a NASCAR driver. He works in a pit crew and then works his way up to being the lead driver on this great team. He's got all the sponsors. And he quickly becomes one of the most successful, winning a ton of races. So he has this friend named Cal, and Ricky Bobby and Cal have another slogan that they say together, and they bump fists, and it's shake and bake. I don't know, it makes me just think of the stuff you put on chicken nuggets and bake them, but shake and bake is their thing. So his friend Cal is important to Ricky Bobby's success, you see, because Cal is the number two driver. So they do the races, and they have this slingshot move where Ricky Bobby gets behind Cal, and then he swings around him, and I guess, supposedly, I don't know if it's true, but the aerodynamics or whatever makes him swing out ahead of everybody. And so Ricky Bobby always wins the races, and Cal comes in second or third or whatever. So they have this great friendship, and Ricky Bobby is getting all confident. He feels good about himself. He's making millions of dollars, has the fancy cars and house and blah, 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 the wife, all of it. So one day, when Ricky Bobby's nemesis, this French car driver, comes into the field, and they're speeding along on the racetrack, and a fiery crash happens, and Ricky Bobby ends up in the hospital. So Ricky eventually gets out of the hospital, and he returns to racing, but his confidence is shot. And he has fear now of going so fast. So he loses, and he loses big time because he just can't even drive hardly anymore. So then he loses his sponsors. He ends up losing his house, his wife, his family, everything, because he's no longer that big winner. Ricky Bobby's friend Cal, the shake and bake guy, actually starts to win the races and becomes the numero uno, then quoting back to him, if you ain't first, you're last. So at the beginning of this movie, we see all this greed and this selfishness, this ambition, this lack of regard for other people. Everything that's contrary to what Paul writes to us in his letter to the Philippians. Paul writes, if you heard verse 3 and 4, he writes, do nothing from selfish ambition or empty conceit, but in humility regard others as better than yourselves. Let each of you look not to your own interests, but to the interests of others. Let the same mind be in you that was in Christ Jesus. Paul is speaking here about the little acts that we take every day, the little actions. And it's easy for us to sometimes think that our actions are way too small, that they don't matter, they won't make a difference. Like maybe around poverty. What can I possibly do to solve poverty on the Cape, Massachusetts, the world? It feels unachievable. Or perhaps food insecurity. What good is it me serving one meal to somebody? It's not going to solve the issue. Perhaps gun violence, or maybe with climate change. All these big, big issues that it feels insurmountable. Feeding one person one meal, it won't get them out of experiencing homelessness or hunger or any of it. So we can just feel defeated. But there's this old African proverb, Faith, if you don't mind putting up this slide, for those who are sitting back here, it's a picture of a mosquito with this proverb that's an old African proverb that says, if you think you're too small to make a difference, you haven't spent the night with a mosquito. True, right? Yeah. So Mother Teresa, she understood this proverb from the African tradition. And she understood what Paul wrote about putting others first and having that courage to be last. Mother Teresa, as you might know, went to Calcutta as a teacher, and she eventually became principal of the school where she taught. And while she was there teaching and being the principal, she got a second call from God, a call that she believed so deeply, the call to help the poorest of the poor and the sickest of the sick. And then she is known for saying this quote, and Faith, if you'll do the next slide with Mother Teresa, she said, love cannot remain by itself. It has no meaning. Love has to be put into action, and that action is service. So Mother Teresa, as we know, she started helping those who are in most need. She got medical training and created at first a home where people could die with dignity. These poorest of the poor who would just die out on the streets or wherever, but without any dignity. So Mother Teresa created a home for them. Then her students that she had taught ended up joining her in this movement, and they were scrapping by. Things were really hard at first trying to do this great work. But with time, word got out, and it grew to where Mother Teresa built 11 communities all around the world serving people. She said, it's not how much we do, but how much love we put in doing. It's not how much we give, she said, but how much love we put in giving. Mother Teresa was a true follower of Christ. And she followed what Christ calls us to do, which we hear in every gospel. And in the Gospel of John, we hear that Christ says, I give you a new commandment, that you love one another just as I have loved you. You should also love one another. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another. Mother Teresa was like the mosquito in the nighttime. She did one small act after another, after another, after another, which grew and just created this huge, huge impact. So decades later, she was awarded the Nobel Peace Prize. And in this next slide, it shows that she is quoted as saying, we ourselves feel that what we are doing is just a drop in the ocean, but the ocean would be less because of that missing drop. Friends, we have to have the courage to be last, like Mother Teresa. We can be just that drop in the ocean, and that drop makes a difference. All the little actions we take. For instance, Friday, my little sister called me. She's a administrator at Bennington College in Vermont. Now, they're supposed to have half days at Bennington College on Friday. So they're supposed to get out at 12. She called me at 2. I'm like, Shelly, you're 2 hours late. But she called me. She's leaving campus, driving home, and she notices one of the students falling off of the bicycle that she was riding. And Shelly said, hey, T, I got to call you back. There's someone who fell off her bike, and I just want to check and make sure she's okay. Well, I didn't hear from her for like an hour. She took this kid, this college kid, to the hospital because she had a busted up jaw. They didn't know if she had any brain trauma from her bike accident. So they went to the Bennington Hospital in Vermont, which I actually got to visit last December for my hand. So I knew it very well. But it's a rural hospital in Vermont. And they did scans, they did x-rays, and they figured that this student needed to get a specialist to do the jaw reconstruction surgery. So then they sent her to Albany, New York, to which my sister went with this college student to Albany, New York, to stay with her because she's from India and has no family around. So fast forward to yesterday afternoon at 1 o'clock, almost 24 hours later, she calls me again and says, "Hey T, I'm on my way home now." That little act of stopping to see if the student was okay, the little acts of just staying and being with them. It's a drop in the ocean, but it makes a big difference. Your acts matter, and you might not even know how they matter to someone. But it doesn't just matter to that one person. It matters to God. Jesus' actions were also like little drops in the ocean. He healed one person at a time. He didn't call all the people who had leprosy to come to him and he would cure leprosy in the world. No, it was one individual. He didn't raise all the people from the dead that we were mourning or missing. It was only Lazarus. He didn't restore sight to everybody who was blind. It was just that one guy. And he didn't wipe out hunger in the world. As we know, people are still hungry. But he did feed everyone who came to him. All this to say that our actions matter, and they might feel small. They might not solve the larger problem, but they matter, just like Jesus' actions mattered. Every drop makes a difference. Now, Ricky Bobby realized after losing everything and having to work his way back into racing that being last can make all the difference. He learned this lesson that we often hear, you know, that money and fame can't buy you happiness. Ricky Bobby found that out. He had lost all of his sponsors. He then came back into NASCAR. He was driving a race car with a big old cougar on it. Now, if you want to know why there was a cougar on it, you'll have to watch the movie. He reunites with his friend Cal, and they're racing again against Ricky's nemesis, that French driver. So during the race, Ricky works his way up from last place in the race, going around and around in circles, all the way up to second place. And he and his buddy Cal get on the radios, and they talk like old times, and they're going to do the slingshot to throw Ricky Bobby around. But then an accident happens, and all the cars, except for Ricky Bobby's, the Frenchman and Cal, crash. So now there's only three cars in this race. Well, the checker flag waves and Ricky Bobby is flying and the French guy's flying and Cal's coming up behind. And then Ricky Bobby and the French car collide, sending their cars into a wreck and they can't drive them anymore. So what do? They get out of their cars and start running towards the finish line. Only in a movie, right? Which, of course, disqualifies them from actually winning the race. But they get on their feet and they're running, and Ricky Bobby dives across the line. Meanwhile, Kyle, still in his car, crosses on by the line, winning the race. Afterwards, Cal congratulates Ricky Bobby on beating the French guy, to which Ricky Bobby responds that it's no longer about winning. That slogan, if you ain't first, you're last, doesn't matter anymore. That it's all about the family that he's built and being around the ones that love him. Ricky Bobby had learned to have courage to be last. We're in this rat race of life that we run in and think that we've got to get ahead professionally, financially, material possessions, that we've got to be first and the best at everything. The truth is, it's not the case. Life's not a competition. And as Ricky Bobby learned, and as Jesus teaches us, we have to be courageous to be last, to put others ahead of ourselves, to help, like Mother Teresa, to make a drop in the ocean. And by doing so, by putting others first, by sharing that love that Mother Teresa spoke of, we are following in the ways of Christ. So the question today for you is, where will you have courage to be last? May you be in the same mind that was in Christ Jesus. Amen. Will you rise in body and spirit and join us in singing Jesus, Jesus, number 600 in the hymnal and on our screen.